Okay, and we are live. Welcome to the 48th episode of the ARC English Podcast. Today, we're going to be going over five ways that you can increase your English vocabulary if you're learning English as a second language, even if it's your native language and you just want to expand your English vocabulary. Here are five ways, five things that you can do today to increase your English vocabulary, okay? Now, before we jump in, if you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube and you'd like to support the platform, you could simply do so by liking the video. It'll help the YouTube algorithm or the algorithms spread the message to other people who are also trying to improve their English skills. And if you have any questions at all throughout the stream, put it into the chat. At the end, we'll get to it. We'll answer all of the questions that you guys have to make sure everything is clear for you. If you're listening to this on Apple Music or Spotify or a podcasting platform, if you have any questions, you can simply just email us and we will answer them. We may even create an episode to answer your question for you. Okay, now let's get into it. Now, the first thing that you can do to increase your vocabulary would simply be to read regularly. Just read regularly. That is the most simple thing you can do. To increase your vocabulary, to enhance it. And not only that, but you'll also be able to gauge and see the patterns that native English speakers tend to use when writing written material that you read. So you really want to focus on things that actually interest you when you want to practice reading in order to improve your vocabulary skills. Okay, so for example, if you're really interested in basketball or sports, you can go to ESPN.com or TSN.com, any of the sports websites, and you can just read articles just in English. This works extremely well for people who are at the intermediate level because you're going to most likely be able to understand most of the content that you read. And for the words that you actually don't understand, you can simply guess what they mean based on the context by which they're delivered, okay? So that's the first thing. And honestly, the most simple way for you to improve your vocabulary skills quickly, okay? Now, the second thing would be use vocabulary apps, okay? So there are a lot of vocabulary apps. There are arguments as to which one is the best, which ones are good, which ones are not so good. Personally, I recommend the one that was created by Steve Kaufman. I believe it's called LingQ or something like that. Steve Kaufman, for those who don't know, he's a polyglot. That means that he knows several different languages all fluently. I think he knows like maybe 20 or more languages fluently. So he created an application that's really good for improving your vocabulary skills. I believe it's called LingQ. If you just click on the link in the description, I have a list of like all the resources that I actually recommend for learning English, but that is one of them and it's great. Essentially, it's like Duolingo or any of the other popular ones you've probably heard of, except it catalogs the vocabulary words that you don't know. You can read content, you can flag whichever words you don't know, and it will organize it all for you, essentially. It'll save you a ton of time. It'll save you hours from making your own flashcards and making your own written flashcards or flashcards on Quizlet, flashcards on Anki, or whatever application you tend to use, okay? So vocabulary apps can be a great way to improve your vocabulary skills. Especially if you're at the beginner or lower intermediate level, for sure. Okay, now the third way you can do it is to watch English media, okay? Simply watch and consume English media. That is a phenomenal way to improve your pronunciation and honestly just your vocabulary as well. But the key thing when you listen to media is that you're going to need to do it with subtitles if you want to practice your reading and your vocabulary simultaneously. Now, this can be really difficult for certain individuals who have a hard time listening and reading simultaneously, okay? But when it comes to just reading and just observing how words are actually used and applied in certain circumstances, I absolutely recommend just consuming English media with subtitles. It'll do a lot for you. It'll do a ton for you. Okay. Before we jump to the fourth one, we have a question here from Historian of Freedom. Why do you wear a hat? I wear a hat because I live in the country of Canada and it is freezing here. It is really cold. We just got some snow not too long ago. It's getting to below zero now, to a freezing temperature. So it's, it's really cold here in Canada at this time of year, and it's about to get a little bit worse. So I wear a hat for comfort, to stay warm. There you go. I'm not sure where you're from, Historian of Freedom, but okay. Now for the fourth way that you can increase your English vocabulary. Okay, so you need to engage in conversations. Okay, and I know if you're a beginner, there are going to be a lot of native English speakers who simply do not have the patience to engage in a conversation with you, unfortunately. Okay. However, you can still easily find English learners who are still fluent, more or less, in English, who you can practice conversing with. Of course, in a perfect world, you would like to practice with a native speaker, of course. But sometimes when you're at the beginner level, using your peers and using other people who are also trying to improve their English can still be pretty effective. And honestly, what's never talked about is practicing on your own and by yourself and conversing with yourself is also a great way to actually improve your exercising the vocabulary that you know. So there you go. And engaging in conversations, if I had to give you a way that you could do it today, HelloTalk is a good free app. You can find native speakers there, although it is a language exchange app. So you're probably going to need to help somebody else learn your native language in return for them helping you learn the English language. But HelloTalk is a good free way to do that. I used it. It worked okay for me. I still had to practice a lot by myself, but it's a good little bonus. To help you learn a little bit quicker. Okay. And now number five, keep a vocabulary journal. This is going to be a lot more time intensive. This is going to take a lot more time out of your day. It's going to be more time consuming, but if you can keep a vocabulary journal, then if you write down all the words that you struggle with or all the words that you want to incorporate into your vocabulary, it has been proven that what you write and what you physically do, such as writing, is far more easy to remember as opposed to something that you just read one time and then will probably forget about in a week. Okay. Always remember that when it comes to speaking, reading, writing, listening, whatever it is, something that you physically do and experience for yourself firsthand is always going to be much easier to remember than something that you do passively. Something that you do actively is good. Passively, it's easy to forget. Okay. There you go. So to recap quickly here. So number one, read regularly. Number two, use vocabulary apps such as Steve Kaufman's app, LingQ. Great app, save you so much time. Making flashcards, it'll just do it all for you. There is a free version. I encourage you to try it out. Number three, watch English media, consume English media with subtitles. Number four, engage in conversations, whether it's with a native speaker, an ESL learner, or just by yourself. And then number five is keep a vocabulary journal. This is optional. This will take a lot more time to do, but if you do it, it will pay off. It will absolutely pay off for sure. Now, we have some questions here and we're going to wrap this up soon. So if you have any questions at all, jump right in and we'll answer them before we wrap up this live stream, this live lesson. And if you are not watching this live, if you're watching this as a recording, you can simply just leave a comment on the video, and perhaps we'll create a lesson answering your question for the next lesson. So we'll answer anything that you guys have to ask. Okay, historian of freedom here. Which app is good, Busuu or Duolingo, in your opinion? Busuu, I've never used Busuu before. I have used Duolingo before. But Duolingo, it's not that bad for people who are absolute beginners, okay? If you're at the very, very, very beginning of your English learning journey, then I could understand wanting to use Duolingo just to learn the basics, to learn the most common words in the English language, to observe the patterns of how written English is. Duolingo's okay for absolute beginners. It's a good bonus, but you should not rely on it, okay? It's not a strategy to become fluent in English at all, okay? So if you want to say, I'm going to use Duolingo and become fluent in English, that's not a strategy. It will not work, I promise you. You will not be a fluent speaker using Duolingo alone. You're going to need to do a lot more exercises, drills, and practice on your own time outside of the app if you want to really be able to converse like a native speaker such as myself. So there you go. But yeah, I do recommend the app LingQ just because the vocabulary building system is just so efficient. It just saves you so much time, so much time. It would take me hours to make my own flashcard decks before. Back when I was studying French, I didn't have this application, unfortunately. But now that it's here, like, this is a huge time saver. You could save yourself hours, days, just compiling vocabulary words. It'll keep feeding it back to you. You can read based on things that you're actually interested in. It's not extremely generic or basic. So yeah, absolutely, absolutely recommend that app. If you want to look at any of the resources that I personally recommend to learn English, just go to the link in the description or the pinned comment below, and like it'll have a list of everything I recommend that worked for me and that I've seen work for other people. Okay. Hussein, sound advice. Thank you, Hussein. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Maziasti, welcome back. Nice to see you again. Chiming in just to say hi. Okay. Shout out to you. Welcome back. Nice to see you. Nice to see you again. Always nice to see the people who've been around. Epud 5-2. What's the difference between more or less and give or take? They're pretty interchangeable. They basically mean the same thing. More or less simply means, you know, somewhat, kind of, a little bit, more or less. Give or take, it means the same thing. They're really interchangeable. A little bit, give or take, somewhat, kind of, more or less, give or take, they all mean the same thing. They're all pretty interchangeable. So I hope that is clear. I hope that answers your question. Okay. And a good question here. And Abdi Kafi Mohammed. Hello, how's it going? It's going good. Abdi Kafi. Sorry, I hope I didn't butcher your name there. Abdi Kafi. Yes, it's going good. How are you doing? Nice to meet you. I don't think we've met before, so nice to virtually meet you. Okay, Tawfiq, chiming in. What does that mean? Yeah, Tawfiq, good question, and welcome to the stream. Nice to meet you. Chiming in. Yes, chiming in is it simply means to give your opinion, give your take, say something about the topic. I'm going to chime in. I'm going to speak my opinion. I'm going to chime in. I'm going to express myself about the topic that we're talking about. I'm going to chime in. That's what it means. I hope that's clear for you. Tawfiq, can you please put the link? Yeah, I see you're watching from Facebook, Tawfiq. So the link will be in the description of this live. It'll be recorded and it'll be saved. So once this live is done, if you just click on the link in the title or description, Should be there. But I'll, yeah, I can put it in right now, though, if it's easier for you guys. Here, I'll just go get it right now. And in the meantime, I'll answer another question here. Haridi, sac passé, how are you doing? Naboulé, I don't know if I pronounced that right. I think that was something you could say in Creole. Naboulé or something like that. But nice to see you, Haridi. J'espère que tu vas bien. Bienvenue à la stream. Okay, I just put the link in the comments for you, Tofiq. Beacons.ai Arc English. Yes, so I'm going to be changing over to a different platform soon just to compile my resources a little bit better. I also want to give you guys a free guide that will actually show you how to become fluent in English, just all in one little package. I'm going to try to make it as simple, short, easy to consume as possible. I'm trying to not make it complicated. I want to show you the easiest and fastest path to becoming fully fluent in English and mastering the English language, stuff that I've seen work for other people. Yeah, you can use this link for now, but it will be, I will be changing over to another platform soon, but I'll announce it on all my social medias and you'll know about it. So don't worry. Okay. Tofiq, thanks, man. I listen to you quite often. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I hope it helps. You know, I try to make sure I'm feeding you guys new vocabulary every single day. You know, never skip a day. I'll always release a new video every day, 365 days every year. You will learn vocabulary if you follow me on social media. I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen that now. So thanks, man. Of course, Tofiq. Just chiming in to say hi. Is that all right? Yeah, it depends, Tofiq. It has to be relevant, right? It has to be relevant to the situation. It has to be relevant to the conversation, you know? So I'm just chiming in to say hi. No, that doesn't really make sense. Now, if we're talking about food, for an example, I like to eat this food. I like to eat that food. And then you say, yeah, just chiming in here. This is my opinion about this food. It tastes bad or something like that. When you're giving your opinion about something that is already being spoken about, then you're chiming in. You're giving your opinion on something that people are already talking about. But when you say hi, that's a conversation starter. That's something that you begin a conversation with. There's no subject that's established yet in the conversation, okay? So no, you would just say hi. And you want to say, I'm just chiming in. It means just chiming in really contextually. It makes a lot more sense when you're chiming into something that's already happening. Okay. So there you go. What is your daily routines? What are my daily routines or what is my daily routine? Yes. Historian of freedom. Yeah. So my daily routine, well, now for French, I live in a city where there are French speakers, and at my job, I converse with French people every single day on a daily basis. So at this level, now that I'm at like, I'd say I'm at an advanced level of French right now. I practice just by working in French. My whole job is actually in French. So, I no longer really have a routine, but when I was starting out at the beginning, my routine was, first of all, I had to learn the most common vocabulary words, okay? So I was even capable of reading subtitles or something like that. After I had a decent amount of vocabulary, I actually learned the grammar. I learned the rules of the French language and how it was different from the English language. I used a book. It was called the McGraw-Hill book. They have great language books. I recommend it. I'm not sponsored by them. I'm not getting paid to promote them. I think McGraw-Hill books are great. It worked really well for me. And I just outlined the differences between English and French. And I learned all the differences. I learned all the rules. I learned a little bit more vocabulary. And it made practicing all of the other skills way easier. after doing that. Then from there, I would just consume French media. I sometimes would turn the subtitles off, so I'd actually have to really focus on listening. And then for speaking, I actually learned how to speak. A lot of it was on my own. I actually, in front of the mirror, just by myself in my room, I would practice pronunciation by myself. No one was there, just me. Practice speaking and speaking and speaking, pronouncing and pronouncing. I would envision the type of interaction I'm going to have at work tomorrow. This is the conversation I'm most likely going to have. This is what I would most likely say. And I practiced all of the expressions I would typically say. I practiced expressing my thoughts about whatever the subject is. I just practiced and practiced all on my own. And I actually became a much better speaker just because of the repetition. It became natural because I did it so many times for so long. It just became natural. That's how it works. And then from there, I did make a lot of mistakes. People would correct me. I try to learn every single time I have a conversation with someone else. And I just learn passively just through my interactions with French people on a daily basis. So that's how I learned. It was all over the place, to be honest. Success or becoming fluent, it's not a straight line. It's like very, very messy. It's very messy. It's very up and down. And when you actually become fluent, it's funny. It's not like, okay, now I'm fluent. It's like, you don't even realize it. It's hard to determine. You don't even realize when it happens. Just one day you'll wake up and you'll be a lot better than you were about a year ago. And then another year goes by. You wake up and you're a lot better than you were a year ago. It's like it never really ends. Hard to explain. Hope that was clear. So, okay, we have about 8 more minutes, so I'll answer your last questions here. I'll try to get to as many as possible. Abdikafi, it's my first time watching your live, though. I do watch other content, but it's incredible. Okay, great. These lives every Saturday, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. I think I'll probably try to do some lives on the other platforms, too, like TikTok, Instagram. I know there's a lot of people on those platforms. So, I'll continue to do it every Saturday, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. I'll be here. So, cool. What's the best strategy to construct sentences in English? So what I would do is I would, if it exists, I would get a grammar book in your native language that outlines the differences between the English language and your native language, okay? If you can do that, it will make constructing sentences very easy. To actually practice doing it, I would watch a short YouTube video, watch a short video on Instagram, watch a short clip on TikTok, whichever platform you prefer. Watch a short little video on Facebook, whatever it is, about something that you're interested in. After you're done watching that video, I want you to actually write down or type, preferably type or type in your phone or text in your phone, your thoughts on the video that you just watched. Express your opinions about the video that you just watched. Express whatever your thoughts were. Did you like it? Did you not like it? What's your opinion? Something thought-provoking, okay? That is the best strategy. That's actually what I did. And when I practiced typing my thoughts and expressions and stuff, it had a spell check application tied into the notes app that I was using. So it would check your grammar, it would check your spelling, it would correct things, it would give you synonyms. It's kind of like that app Grammarly. I've never used Grammarly. I just use the normal spell check on Microsoft Word or something like that. But that's a strategy for improving your writing skills. It's by physically writing or typing because it's the modern day. That's my two cents there. Shah, me from Pakistan. You're from Pakistan. Okay, got you. Hi. Sir, please say hi. Yes. Yes, Shah. Got your message. Hi. I hope you're still there. Hello. Nice to meet you. from Pakistan. I guess you speak Urdu then. Okay, cool. Very cool. George Robertson, Senior Conrad. What's up? What's up, George? Welcome back. I remember you. You refer to me as Senior Comrade. I'm just telling you, in English, nobody says Senior Conrad in English. I'm sure it's just like it's something that's more normal probably in your native language maybe, but in Canadian English, in American English, in even I think British English, people don't say that. So just so you know. Tawfiq makes sense. Okay, perfect. Maziasti, T-I-L. I'm not sure what that stands for. Shah, sir, I have no partner for conversation. So what could I do to improve my speaking skills? Yes, Shah, just what I spoke about earlier, how I became fluent in French. You can make a ton of progress speaking by yourself. You do not need any conversation partner necessarily to become a good speaker. You can literally watch YouTube videos of native English speakers. You can join live streams like this one, where I'm a native English speaker and I'm speaking. And you can literally simulate. I know it's hard for some people, but you can literally simulate a conversation as if you were with somebody. You can role play it. It's like if you have an imaginary friend or something like that. I literally did that. And I learned how to speak French without other people, because when I tried to speak with native French speakers, they didn't have the patience to speak with me. They said, your French is too bad. Like, I have a hard time understanding you. Like, it's really awkward. Like, I don't want to speak to you because you're not fully fluent in French. That's what I had to go through. And I literally learned how to speak on my own, by myself. I made a ton of progress by myself. I was actually surprised myself that it works so well. But yes, physically just practicing your pronunciation, listening to how native speakers communicate, and then repeating and copying them as if you were an actor in a movie. You're trying to copy somebody. You're trying to copy their accent. You're trying to copy their expressions and vocabulary. You're trying to copy the way that they articulate themselves. If you practice that enough, you will become a much, much better speaker, Shah. So there you go. Okay, we have a few. I have time to get to a few more here. Tawfiq, dude, French people are assholes. Please excuse my outspokenness. Dude, French people are an a-hole. Are French people rude? Sorry, they are so nasty. Oh my God. That's so funny, Tawfiq. Yeah, French people, I'm not going to necessarily say that they are rude, but... because there's lots of English people who are rude too. It's just a human, it's a human thing. But they're different. French people are different. They have a different culture. Certain things that are more socially acceptable for French people are not socially acceptable for English people or other cultures. Let's put it that way, okay? Are they rude? I don't know. In my experience, the French people here in Canada, most of them are friendly. Most of them. Not all of them, but most of them. In France, I have never been to France, so I couldn't really tell you. I learned my French here in Canada. I didn't learn in France. So, yeah. Azim. Respected sir, how can I improve my English? I live in Pakistan. I want to speak with native speakers. How can I talk with a native speaker with a free website? Yes, with a free website, I recommend HelloTalk. That's what it's called. Google HelloTalk. It's an application. It's free, and you can find native English speakers on there for free. It's a language exchange app. So you may need to help them learn your native language in exchange for learning the English language. But yes, you can find a bunch of native English speakers on that application. So there you go. There are much better apps that are paid for, but if you need something that is free, that's the best free app recommendation that I can give you. So yeah. Story of Freedom. What is your breakfast? What do you eat in your breakfast? For breakfast, oh boy, I typically have eggs. I typically have a smoothie. It's usually a smoothie, okay? Get a cup, put some frozen pineapples in there, some frozen spinach, some water, some protein powder, and then blend it up, drink it. That's my breakfast typically. That's usually what I have. There you go. Ahmed Ibrahim. Okay. Tofik. Hit the curve. What does it mean? That can mean a lot of things in a lot of different contexts. So it's kind of hard to answer, to be honest. Clark Kurtz. Hello. I'm a French speaker. Bonjour. Comment ça va? I can understand English, but the problem is my speaking. How to improve it? I'm about to take the TOEFL next year. Yes, you can understand English, but you can't speak it. I know, c'est très difficile pour les francophones. The French and English, they don't go well together. It's difficult for French people to pronounce the letter H and just English words in general. My advice for you, it's going to take a lot of practice because it's extremely unnatural for French people to speak like an English person, but practice on your own. Do not kill time. Practice on your own when you're in the shower, when you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night. Practice on your own. Do not speak in your head. Speak out loud. Exercise your mouth to actually say words out loud. Do that and you'll be surprised at how far it takes you. Okay. That's my advice to become a better speaker. How to improve your speaking. You need to speak. You need to speak. If English people don't have enough patience to speak with you, speak by yourself. The best speakers that you can practice with. So there's a bunch of different like tutoring applications out there. There's Preply, there's iTalki, there's Babbel, there's so many different tutoring platforms out there. The only one that I found that has legitimately good English tutors who will actually get you results is an app called LanguageTalk. I have a list of everything that I recommend. It's in the link in the description or the pinned comments, whichever platform you're watching on. But if you go to that list, I have the tutoring app that I recommend. It's the only one I recommend because when you go to these other platforms, they're a little bit cheaper, but anybody can become a tutor on those platforms. Any person off the street can just hop on and they might not know what they're doing. And you might be wasting a lot of money on a tutor like that. With this app, LanguageTalk, all of the tutors on that app they have to go through a very strict screening process, okay? They have to go through an interview. They have to prove their credentials, okay? They're all extremely qualified English tutors on that application. They all have track records, which means they all have proven that they can successfully bring someone from not fluent in English to fluent in English. They've successfully built fluent English speakers through their experience, or else they would not be admitted onto that app. Okay, so the best English tutors you're ever going to find are going to be on LanguageTalk. If you need a native English speaker, especially for something like an exam, like TOEFL, I would get a professional if you need to prepare for TOEFL, because speaking English for the TOEFL exam and speaking English just for fun with someone like me, it's completely different. They're going to be testing you on different variables. It's not necessarily that realistic. I would get a professional, and you don't have to spend $1 million to do it. You can even just do like one lesson per a week or something at $20 or something. And if you find someone who's in South Africa or if you find someone who's in Canada, the currency might actually be a little bit lower than in Europe if you're from France. So the euro would actually be worth more. So you could probably get it still pretty cheap. I hope all that made sense. But if you're looking for someone who can really help you out, really get you results, just go to the, I'll post the link in the chat here with the stuff I recommend. I just posted it now. So here it is. So yeah, just click that link and I have like all the stuff I recommend for now. And I'll be adding to that list, but that's what I could say for that, especially for the French speakers, you know. Okay. MD, good evening. I'm from Bangladesh. Okay. Shout out to Bangladesh. Shah, yes, sir. Okay. Great. Well noted, bro. George, okay, good. Zainab, evening. It's my pleasure to be part of this great team. I'm from Nigeria. Thank you for organizing such a great platform. Yeah, of course. It's my pleasure. And shout out to the people from Nigeria. Nice. Tawfiq, French people are. Gotcha. French people are next level rude. French people are different. They're different. I don't know if they're rude, Tawfiq. French people are different. I can't say they're rude necessarily. I've met so many friendly French people in the country of Canada. Maybe if you go over to France, it might be a bit different. That might be a different story. But here in Canada, most French people are courteous. They're respectful. They're friendly, you know? So are there some rude ones? Yes, but there's rude people everywhere. So, okay, Jocelyn, I'm from a country where British English is spoken, but now I live in the United States. It takes a little bit to adapt to the American accent. Yeah, it does. And America's a really big country. So the way they speak in the North might be different than the way that they speak in the South. So keep that in mind. Okay, Abdi Kafi. To me, I don't quite often speak my native language, even though I live in my country. I do speak more than I do speak my native language. Okay, that's good. That's impressive. I found it really difficult. I used to live in an English-speaking city, and I found it really difficult to practice French there. Now that I live in a French-speaking city, it's much, much easier. So, okay, interesting. Hello, what's Rip Fumello? Okay, hello. Tawfiq, do you have any recommendations for traveling, like finding local host other than couch surfing? Finding a local host other than couch surfing. Recommendations for traveling. Do you mean like traveling for language learning? Like going to a English school to live and learn English, or traveling just in general? Like I'm not sure. I'm not sure which one you're referring to. Please clarify. I'm an elementary school teacher from Bangladesh. Okay, cool. Shout out to Bangladesh. Nice. You're doing God's work. Thank you for your advice, sir. Of course. My pleasure. How to learn to write without mistakes, be more proficient at truck dispatching. Truck dispatching. I'm not sure what you mean by truck dispatching, but to write without mistakes, simply just use Microsoft Word, change it into English, type something, type your expressions, type your opinion about a video that you just watched, how you would express it. If you watch a YouTube video about anything that you're interested in, and then I ask you after, so what are your thoughts on that? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? What's your opinion? Express your opinion on Microsoft Word. Type it out with the spell check, you know, activated. And the spell check will highlight in red all of the words that you spelled incorrectly. Just make sure that it's in English. Make sure that your application is set to the English language. And you'll do good. You don't need to buy. I know Grammarly is an app that's specifically meant for doing that, but I don't think you need to buy Grammarly to do that. I think you can do that for free, just on a Google document or a Microsoft Word document or the notes application on your phone. I think you can do it. So that's how I'd learn. That's how I'd improve writing. So Samuel, good evening from Ghana. From Ghana. Okay. Wow. Cool. Long way away. Shout out to Ghana. Edgies. How to learn to write without mistakes and be more efficient. Yes, I just answered that. Okay. Okay. Tafiq, in general, to learn culture and basic language. Okay. Just traveling in general. Okay. I see. Any recommendations for traveling to learn culture and basic language? I'm not sure where you're from, Tafiq. I'm not sure if you told me where you're from, but yeah, you can traveling. I think Europe is probably the best continent to travel in because it's so cheap. I mean, with Europe, you can bounce around everywhere and it's not that expensive. If you want to travel in North America, if you come to Canada, I only recommend Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver, and maybe Halifax. Every other city, I would not recommend any other city really in Canada. Maybe Niagara as well. Niagara is okay, but I would not recommend traveling to any other city in the country of Canada, to be honest. Maybe outside of Vancouver, like in Kelowna or some other places in British Columbia, it's okay, but yeah. Kevin, I'm Kurt from Facebook, just to subscribe to your YouTube channel. Okay, cool. Thank you. And Shah Saman, sir, could you give some time for conversation? Shah, I don't really have a lot of time for conversation. I think I might, during some of these live streams, maybe I'll open it up and you guys can call in and we can have some short conversations. I can even test your conversation skills. I can test your speaking skills. I can ask you some questions and test and see how good you are at speaking. That might be a good idea. Maybe I'll do that in some future live streams. Maybe that could work. Use ChatGPT, yes. US, okay. Any host that we can find, we're willing to accommodate international tourists. Oh, I see. You're willing to accommodate international tourists, I see, with hosts. I would just collaborate with like a hotel, collaborate with a Airbnb for the buildings that are still allowed to do it. I know it got banned recently, but there are still some buildings that are allowed to. Yeah, that's where I'd begin looking if I were you. Please write some names for cities. Yeah. Can we please do that now? Not today. I have to go, actually. I was supposed to end this 15 minutes ago, but I just wanted to answer your questions. There's more people here than normal, so I figured I would answer all your questions here. Hello, brother. Watching from Australia. Okay. Cool. Shout out to the Aussies. Yeah, so I'll write the name of those cities right now, and then we'll wrap this stuff up. Tafiq, I was enjoying your conversation. Of course, yeah, I love conversing with you guys over a live stream. It's always nice to interact with the audience, the people who are trying to learn English. I love interacting with you guys with the little time I have each weekend. So I'm very busy, but you know. Okay. Yeah, so for the cities, Tafiq, Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, Kelowna, Halifax, Niagara. Those are Quebec City is okay. Those are probably the only cities I'd recommend, to be honest. Filipino, okay. Shout out. Okay, you're Filipino. Got you, Michael. Nice. Okay. Follow you on YouTube. Okay, cool. Nice. Thank you. Central African Republic. Okay. A lot of people are coming in now, eh? Yes, Tafiq, these are the cities. Kelowna. Kelowna is spelled with a K. K, I actually don't know how to spell it. Search Kelowna, BC. Kelowna, British Columbia, and you'll find it if you search it on Google. It's one of the better cities in British Columbia. So I really missed the conversation opportunity with a native speaker. Yeah. Next stream, maybe we'll send up a link. We'll open it up and, we'll have some conversations. I'll actually test your speaking skills. Let's see here. He said, now, I use Grammarly to check my spelling and it works perfectly for me. However, I need an app that I can talk to someone directly to help me improve my English speaking. Thank you. Yeah, Zainab. Zainab, there's two ways that you can go about this here. First way, if you want to speak with someone, is HelloTalk. HelloTalk. It's a free app, 100% free. Don't have to pay a penny. And you can talk to people. They have a paid version, but with the free version, you can do a lot with the free version. So I recommend not paying for it. If you have something that's a little bit more serious, Zainab, like an exam, like a test preparation, IELTS, TOEFL, if you need to travel or immigrate to an English-speaking country, you need to pass a test to immigrate or pass a test to go to school or something like that, or you actually want to live in an English-speaking country and work at a job that requires you to be well-spoken in English, I would recommend getting a good English tutor. Not just any English tutor, a good English tutor, a good one. I think I put the link here. I'll put the link again for my list of things that I would personally recommend that I used and work for me and worked for me when I had to learn French. The list is here. But yeah, here's the link. You can just click on that. And the English tutoring app that I recommend, these tutors are actually qualified. For all the other ones, anyone can kind of just sign up and be a tutor, and a lot of them are just in it for the money. They're not real teachers. They don't have any proof that they actually know how to bring someone from a beginner to an advanced speaker or intermediate to advanced, or they have no experience actually having someone become fluent in English. The people on the app that I recommend, they actually are real teachers that were actually interviewed to be teachers on this application, and they are legitimately proven to be successful teachers who have made people fluent in the English language, and they come from all the different countries that contain native English speakers. So I'd recommend LanguageTalk personally. But yeah, if you just want something free and casual because maybe learning English isn't that serious for you right now, HelloTalk is free and that works too. So it works if you don't need to learn English, you just kind of want to learn English, you know. But if you need to learn it, get a professional. Okay. Kevin, you can speak good French. I wish next year I'll speak very good English. Sweet. Ça va arriver, ça va arriver. Et mon français, ça fait probablement 5 ans. It took me, switch to English. It took me probably 5 years to learn French, like 5 years before I was a confident speaker in French. Like, and I've probably been practicing it my whole life that I was in Canada, because in the country of Canada, you learn French in school. It's not very good, but you learn French. And when I started taking it seriously, it probably took me like 5 years. But honestly, knowing what I know now, I could probably learn it in 1 year or less if I actually had like a real structure that I followed. If I actually followed like a real plan, like a real strategy. And if I actually, maybe if I did one lesson with a tutor and he created a strategy for me and then I knew what to do, it would probably take me a year or less, to be honest. So, Tawfiq, thanks. Of course, my pleasure. Michael Yeah, I guess. Where are you from? Your speaking English is very cool. I'm from the country of Canada. That is what my accent comes from. Central Canada is where I developed my English accent. So, yeah. Speak. Okay, buddy. Sign off. Keep shining. Thanks. Have a good one. Lila, hi, from France. Okay, cool. Shout out to the French people. Bienvenue, Lila. J'espère que tout va bien. Avec vous, avec tu. Historian of Freedom is PTE hard. PTE, I am not familiar with that test, to be honest. Not familiar with the PTE test, unfortunately. Jarius, sir, I learned vocabulary, but I don't have anyone to talk to, and I realize that I forget everything. So, again, I mentioned it earlier in the stream. Actually have conversations with yourself. Literally just by doing the action of speaking out loud, it'll be extremely difficult to forget if you're actually doing things, okay? It's hard to forget what you do. It's easy to forget what you read and what you listen to. There you go. Sinab, you are the best. Thank you. Of course, it's my pleasure. Historian of Freedom, PTE. Pearson Test Education. Pearson Test Education. Pearson Test Education. No, I really am really unfamiliar with that. Wow. Really unfamiliar. Can you teach English? Edujuice. Sorry if I ruined your name there. Can you teach English? Personally, I don't. I help people with vocabulary, but I don't really teach English. I wouldn't classify myself as an English teacher. I help people become fluent in English through improving their vocabulary. But like, if you need to study for an exam in English, like the IELTS exam, I recommend you get like a professional tutor who specializes in teaching the IELTS exam. I can help a lot with vocabulary. I specialize in that for sure. But for a higher education, to get into a university, to immigrate to an English-speaking country, I recommend a professional. You can click on the link I put with my recommendations for what you could use. But yeah, I go for that. You speak clearly. Unlike the Aussies here in Australia, it's hard for them to understand because their English is slang. Yeah, Aussies are very difficult to understand. As a native English speaker, I have an extremely difficult time understanding Australians when they speak with slang terminology. It's difficult. It's hard. It's extremely foreign to me. Let's put it that way. What do you think about Preply? Yeah, so just as I was talking, I actually recommend the tutoring app LanguageTalk. If you want to take a look at it or book a free lesson with someone, you can just click on the link here that I posted in the chat earlier, and there should be a link going to it. But yeah, Preply is, you can find cheaper tutors there, but they aren't like real tutors, unfortunately, a lot of them. A lot of them are not real tutors. A lot of them are just people who are just trying to make some money. it's just like a side hustle, for some people just to make some money. Instead of Preply, I would do one of two things. One, instead of paying money to Preply, I would just for free, I would go to HelloTalk. You can find native English speakers to speak with on HelloTalk for free. So I would not spend money on Preply to basically do the same thing. And then if you actually want a real English tutor who has a track record of success, like they've proven that they can successfully make people fluent in English, I would use LanguageTalk. I put a link to LanguageTalk here. But yeah, I would use LanguageTalk for sure. Those people go through a lot of interviews to actually get onto the platform. So they are actually real teachers. Whereas with Preply, a lot of people can just go on Preply and say they're an English teacher when they're not. So yeah, LanguaTalk is ethically and just honestly, just it's just better, in my opinion. So yeah, that's my take. Okay. I did a test and I scored 27 out of 60, B1 level. Maybe could help me improve things. I see. Absolutely. If you have any questions, let me know. It'd be interesting to see what your levels are at. And yeah, I'm going to make some resources that are going to help you guys. I'm going to put them on that link I posted for things I recommend. I'll give you some free, like a free guide maybe for how to become fluent step by step. I'll give you free methods. If you want to do it a little faster, or if you need to do it faster, give you some paid methods that could do it quicker. But yeah, I'll help you guys out. Shaw, sir, you're very handsome. Thank you. You're making me blush. My skin's turning all pink now. Wow. Thank you. Parfois, les profs sur ces apps ne sont pas qualifiés. Exactement. Ils sont pas qualifiés. Probablement la plupart. Probablement 90%, dit-on, les profs ne sont pas qualifiés, dans mon avis. Okay. Shaw, if you have time, then please start a proper class to teach us. I don't have time, unfortunately. I don't have time. I really don't. But what I want to do is just create some like free, like a free guide maybe to help you become fluent. And maybe some just free lessons on YouTube from time to time. I'll do some free live streams from time to time. But I have a full-time job on top of doing this. This is something I just literally just do as a hobby. This is like for fun, basically. I really don't make money from it. I don't really teach. I'm not an English teacher. This is something I kind of just do just out of empathy, because I had to learn the French language and it was hard. And I want to make sure you don't make all the same mistakes that I made when I had to learn a new language. It's just, I do this for fun, basically. So you are right. I noticed. You're right. And I noticed that. Yeah. Yeah. You'll notice that on Preply. Try LanguaTalk. You don't have to. And it's really risk-free too. It's if you use LanguaTalk, it's risk-free because you can do a free trial. And if you don't like it, you can literally just back out and you didn't lose any money. If you like it, if you like your tutor, if your tutor's good, then maybe you can schedule more lessons. If you don't like it, you can do your free trial and then you can leave and whatever. You didn't spend any money. So I would give LanguaTalk a try if you're looking for serious English tutors. Yeah. Aletta Connor, sir, how can we improve listening? Make sure that the content that you're listening to is at your level of English. Okay. So make sure that you can understand at least 80% of what is being said when consuming media. Zainab, sir, when are you sharing the guide, please? I'm working on it right now. I'm going to try to finish it this weekend. Realistically, I think I can probably do it all before the end of this month, November. So I'll probably release it around the beginning of December, most likely. And I'll keep you guys posted. I'll keep you updated. I'll be doing these live streams once a week on Saturdays at this time. So I'll keep you guys up to date. Saluki, I'll be glad to have a live conversation with you to improve my communication, please. If you have time, you are insatiable English teacher I ever know. I'm the most insatiable English teacher you've ever known. Wow. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That's a weird word to use in that situation, but okay. I understand what you're trying to say. So thank you. Yeah, maybe for these live streams, I'll open it up. I'll put a link and maybe people can jump in and I'll test your speaking skills and I'll give you feedback and tell you what you can improve on and stuff like that. So, okay, Michael, yeah, I guess. Here in Australia, afternoon, arvo, kangaroo, roo, lunchtime, smoko, barbecue, barbie, gasoline station, patrol, sandwich, sangha. Yeah, that's weird. I can understand a few of those, but the rest, no, it's nil. Shaw, sir, just give us 10, 15 minutes. It'll be a blessing for us. Yeah, on the live stream, Shaw, on the live streams, I'll open it up and we'll do something like that. Maybe next time. Maybe next Saturday if you guys are around. Okay, that's it. It's time to go. It's been an hour. So here's the link. For those, I know a few of you guys in the stream, you were looking for serious English tutoring. I put a link to finding an English tutor here. These are the ones I recommend. These are real English teachers, not like phonies, not fakes. So it's risk-free. You won't get scammed. It's like you can do a free trial. And then like if you don't like the tutor after your free trial, you can just back out and it's fine. You won't lose any money. And then if you like your English tutor, you can continue to do lessons. That's what I recommend for the people who need to learn English. They need a serious tutor. They need it for an exam. They need it for traveling, immigration, whatever. For those who don't need English, you just kind of want it, use HelloTalk. It's free. And you won't have to spend money at all. And you can access native English speakers. So there you go. Jairus, I downloaded this app. Cool. Let me know if you need help, if you need any support, if you want to know how you can get the most out of your tutor, I might actually help people out with that too. But yeah, keep me posted. I'm most responsive on Instagram. If you shoot me a DM on Instagram, I'm going to try to start responding to the messages. I have a lot, but I'll try to respond back to them, and the comments on YouTube, I'll try to start responding back to those as well. So okay, if you have a time, please have a live oral lesson to improve our English communication, of course. Okay, guys, so it's ARC English on all platforms. If you want to support, you can like the video, like the live stream. It'll help the algorithm push it to other people who are interested in improving their English as well. Here's the link. It's on YouTube, it's on Facebook. You can go to this link. I will be changing to another platform soon, but this link is still active. You can use it right now. And that is all for now. Until next time, see you next Saturday. And tomorrow I'll be releasing a free English lesson on YouTube. It'll be recorded, not live. But if you want to practice your speaking, you can role play with me tomorrow. I'm going to be sharing a video. So goodbye. Nice to see you.